Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Kodak wants to kick this. If he's going to kick it off a tee or is he going to punt it? Kind of see what he does here. And for the defense, it still counts as a shutout. They've yet to allow a point.
They're yet to allow a point, but points are on the board.
I know. So. I'm sure they're mad seeing that happen.
So exciting game next week. Phoenix Outlaws coming into town. They're apparently, based on your early weather report, bringing some of that Phoenix heat mm-hmm. with them here to Horlick Field.
Yeah, early report, 76 for a high, so it'll be warm by the time we get to kickoff. Come on down to Horlick Field and come on down to Angry Brothers on Wednesday at 5:30 to help get ready for that game. Great food, great drinks, great service, and get to listen to Tom and I. And whoever the Raider guest is going to be, get ready for that Phoenix Outlaw game.
And, of course, also make sure you check out Racine Raiders' social media. Tyler will have a Raider recap. We'll also have the plays and player of the game posted on those as Wodak's kick is going to come down at the 32-yard line. They initially let it hit, then it's picked up by Moore, and Moore will be taken down at the 41-yard line, first and 10. For the Indy Bison there, so decent starting field position as they start this drive, trailing by 28 with 6:13 to play in the game.
Yeah, and considering the situation, it was a pretty good kick by Wodak as well.
Now, Wodak, naturally a punter, doing a good job doing double duty for Racine last year and this year.
He said in college he did, in high school, he actually was I think he said defensive back or wide receiver, and then he switched to kicking, and then he went more punting in college, and now he's doing both here for the Raiders.
They'll have to start putting hats on him on the sideline. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, as Raiders are late running somebody out onto the field. Rodgers. Throwing towards the far sideline and throws it too high for Rixey, and it'll be a second down and 10 for Indy.
They said he was both a football and, as you call it, kickball player in high school and got a concussion playing football and stuck with football instead.
Even got a concussion playing football or kickball?
No, football, and he stuck with football instead. Okay. So knock some sense to him, I guess.
There you go, yeah. Get away from the round ball. Second and 10 here for Indy. They will have Jackson off to the left side. Three receivers bunched just off the line on the right side for Rodgers. Rodgers, quick pass, middle of the field, and intercepted off the tip. Picked off by Wyatt Severino. And the Raiders will have it near midfield at the 45, their own.
Severino has quietly had a pretty solid game here tonight, playing quite a bit at that safety position. He's been in good position at times, and this time pays off, and he gets the interception here to give the Raiders the ball back right around midfield.
Receiver got a hand on that and kept it alive as the Bison coach in the box checks out, and that tells you where we are in the game. 6:04 to play, 30-2. Racine leads, and they have the ball with McKinney coming back out to quarterback. Now, here's the other thing. The Raiders have put the ball on the turf each of the last three offensive snaps, and they have lost two of those. So, got to get the first things first. Let's get a snap going here.
Get a snap and get something positive out of it.
Two receivers right, one to the left. McKinney, the third quarterback in for Racine. Handoff. And that is Kelly. Kelly is able to slip through a couple ankle tackles, get into Bison territory, down to the Bison 41-yard line, picks up 14, and moves the chains for Racine. There's a positive play.
Got everything you wanted out of that play. A snap that was successful, got it to the back, and great good blocking up front for that 14-yard gain.
Jeremy must have checked back into watching the game. I think he was gone for those three plays, and then now he checked back into watching to do the social media remotely. Three receivers off to the left side, one over to the right. That's Hayes, a running back. Now they're going to move him over off the line, a little bit closer to the line. McKinney directs him. Kelly remains now in the game to the right of McKinney. And Kelly takes the handoff, but Turner meets him in the backfield and takes him down back at the 46-yard line.
Have an injury.
A loss of five, and it'll be a second down and 15. And Turner, for about the fourth time today, needing help.
Yeah, another player down, too. One of the zeros, I believe.
That's probably Keyshar Littles, who had the safety, got credited with the safety, as he is shaken up, and Christian Venegas comes out to talk to him.
Hopefully it's just a cramp, and he'll be okay.
Indy Bison came into tonight 5-0. They are going to leave historic Horlick Athletic Field with a loss. The Raiders back in the win column as we take a look. Ice Baldwin there on the sideline, as he's normally up here with us, but he moved downstairs.
So Donowski with ice on his hand, so hopefully that's just precautionary and a little sore, nothing serious.
As Littles gets up and is going to walk off under his own power. But a rough game here tonight for the Indy Bison, coming in with high hopes, especially having seen this Racine Raiders offense struggle. Probably thought they had a very good chance at this one, but the Raiders offense started to get things back on track. The defense helped them out, giving them some short fields here tonight, a bunch of turnovers for this defense, something we haven't seen in a few weeks since the week two game against the Michigan Bills, really. So maybe things getting back on track with the weight of that historic win streak off the backs of this Racine Raiders team. Three receivers to the right, one to the left for McKinney. McKinney looking to pass for the first time. McKinney throwing it up, looking for Revelinsky, throws too long for Revelinsky. In on the coverage was Cordova, who has the fumble recovery already in this game. And 4:39, and the clock is going to run here.
Yeah, it's just going to be a running clock here. It's probably what the teams decided to do. Like, hey, just keep the clock moving so we
continuous
can out here.
Clock the rest of the game.
And there you go. Keith Turner announces continuous clock.
Yeah, so McKinney, you could tell, was his first pass of the game, as he definitely overthrew Revelinsky on that play.
So we'll have a stop at the two-minute timeout, and that will be it other than timeouts in this one. Any taken by teams. Back in the game is Young. He put it on the ground last time he touched it. McKinney looking to pass, and that ball is picked up by Turner.
Intercepted.
And Turner will take it down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line off the pick with 3:45 and counting to play in the game.
And the ball got knocked in the air, and then McKinney was trying to bat it down, but in doing so, he kind of knocked it back up a little bit and went right into the defender's hands on that interception. We've seen a lot of balls batted in the air today from all three quarterbacks that have been in this game. This one's the first one to get intercepted.
Well, now maybe the Indy Bison wishing they hadn't said running clock.
It could happen.
10:08 on the clock here in the Central Time Zone, so a little bit later, but we did have the extended halftime, and then it took teams a little bit to warm up, too, to get out there. So a 20-minute halftime really turned into a 25-30-minute halftime. Rodgers still in at quarterback. Adams to his right, two receivers right, one to the left. Raiders showing blitz. They come, hand off to Adams, and he's going to initially be slowed down by William Hoglund. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a second down and 10.
Since Hoglund's been in the game, he's been crashing hard off that edge quite a bit. And he's got some explosiveness off the edge. I don't know a lot about Hoglund, but he definitely has some explosiveness there. 6'2", 215-pound linebacker from Western Technical College.
Western Technical College out in the La Crosse area, I believe. Two receivers over to the right. That's Rixey and Crenshaw. Jackson off to the left side for Rodgers. Rodgers with Adams behind him.
No 2-minute timeout.
Yeah, we did not do the 2-minute timeout. Raiders showing blitz. It's Hoglund again. And Hoglund says, no, check that. That's Connor Harris that says, how do you do to Adams? Let him go. And then Adams ended up spinning around and tripping himself up for a loss of 2. And it'll be a 3rd down and 12 with 90 seconds to play in the game. Raiders leading 30-2 over the Indy Bison.
The former Park High School athlete, looks like he was anticipating the whistle to blow there after he wrapped him up. He kind of expecting, hey, it's going to blow. I'm just going to let up here. And he's able to make it a 3rd and 12 instead of a 3rd and 14.
3rd and 12 for the Bison.
Bison will break the huddle with 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Adams to the left of Rodgers. As Rodgers looks things over, he looks ready. Hoglund coming again from that right side. Quick pass, and the catch is made by Jackson as he goes to the turf to the Raiders' 34-yard line. Picks up 7, will make it a 4th down and 4, maybe 5 here. 35 seconds left to play, and the Bison are going to hurry up to the line, try and get a playoff here. And now we are going to have a timeout taken, and Racine will take a timeout with 28 seconds left to play in the game. They'll have 2 remaining. We'll keep it here. Raiders leading 30-2, and talk about next week again here, Evan. And the second game of this 5-game homestand, the Phoenix Outlaws, the number 1 team in the West, coming in to historic Horlick Athletic Field to take on the Racine Raiders. Should be a good one. Tickets available, RacineRaiders.com. You can go and you can make sure that you buy your tickets now and be here for what should be one of the biggest games of the year at Horlick Field.
And buying them online, you get a chance to win a prize too.
Yeah,
Dan announced the prize earlier today for the online ticket winner, and you get a chance to win a prize.
Yeah, get a chance to win a free car wash, a nice car wash. So, make sure that you buy your tickets online to get an opportunity to be entered for that prize the first time the Raiders score in any game. Coming out of the timeout, 3 receivers to the right, 1 receiver to the left. That courtesy, by the way, the car wash of Rocket Wash in Racine and Kenosha. Rodgers on a 4th down and 5, and pump fakes, pressure comes, throwing it down the far sideline, catch is made. Did he get a foot in? He did. And out of bounds at the Racine 10-yard line. And now the Bison, or we're going to have a timeout to move the chains. Oh, no, Bison are going to take a timeout with 16 seconds left to play. And I believe that was Isaiah Moore that came down with that catch on the far sideline.
Yeah, at this point, I think the Bison are just trying to get something, end the game on a positive note, as they are on the road again next week, taking on the Midwest Renegades, who I think they were here last year, if I'm not mistaken.
They were, yep. They're well-coached, good team. Be a good battle.
Then they play the Cincinnati Dukes at home, and then the bye week, and then the Detroit Ravens on the road at the Hawk Stadium is what the Bison are coming up on for the next few weeks. As we see, is that Turner doing some dancing?
To the wobble. They're all wobbling. Dan Pfeiffer's got everybody wobbling on the sideline.
Dan's even wobbling too.
You want to wobble? Should we wobble up? We're wobbling. We're wobbling.
I think we should get Squidly wobbling.
I don't know that Squidly knows what a wobble is, and we don't want him to hurt his back. Squidly, who used to do our scoreboard bug, he got traded to the coaching staff to do game film. We thank him for all his efforts. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, a 1st and goal for the Bison at the Racine 10-yard line. Rodgers, under immediate pressure, dumps it off. Catch is made by Adams, the running back, trying to pick his way through, and he's drilled and taken down at the 5-yard line. Mayer in on the tackle for Racine. Also in there is Josiah Gordon, And with 8 seconds to play, the Indy Bison are going to use their final timeout for a couple of chances at the end zone.
Hey, can do some more wobbling, too, or whatever Dan decides to play there.
As the crowd saying goodbye in unison to the Indy Bison. And now a little bit of YMCA. Very different mood on the sideline than last week from this Racine Raiders team in the 27-7 loss to the Detroit Ravens that ended that 31-game win streak. As you take a look at Arianne Ivey, if you're on our live stream, dancing to that. But should be a good game next week. Also, go to RacineRaiders.com. Find out about the Champions Plaza Brick Project. For those of you that know the layout of Horlick Field that are listening or watching, that's in the where the flag is now. So right inside the main gates, that is going to be a bricked area, bricked Champions Plaza. You can buy a brick reasonably priced. Just go to RacineRaiders.com. There's a couple of different links that will get you all the information you need and help support that community project, that beautification project here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field. Trips just off the line on the right side, one receiver in single coverage, wide out to the left, and that is where Rodgers goes, and he throws it way too high for Jackson, and it'll bring up a third and goal from the five-yard line. But that is the end of the game because the clock continues to run. They had one chance with the running clock, and the Raiders will pick up the win. And they'll improve to 5-1 on the season as the Indy Bison fall to 5-1. Raiders winning 30-2 here tonight. We're going to step away for 60 seconds, and when we come back, we'll have the stats from this one. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
The same record. It was all Racine here tonight as the Raiders able to get the offense going. Defense got a lot of turnovers. Things look pretty good coming off of a disappointing week last week. And Evan Witalison has our stats from this one.
The Racine Raiders, 13 first downs here in the game, 4 of 11 on third down, ran 53 total plays. 282 yards of total offense, 5.3 yards per play, 167 through the air with a touchdown and interception, one quarterback sack, 115 yards rushing on 26 attempts and three rushing touchdowns. Raiders had three turnovers, the Bison with four, two fumbles lost, an interception, Bison with three interceptions and a fumble loss. Overall, penalty-wise, pretty clean game. Both teams combined for 12 penalties for 100 yards. Each six penalties for 50 yards. The Bison, 219 yards of total offense, just 3.3 yards per play, 116 through the air, and 103 on the ground on 32 rushing attempts. The Raiders' individual stats, Andre Locke, 11 of 17 for 93 yards and a touchdown. Sawyer Schick, 4 of 7, 87 yards, long of 40. Rushing, Tom Binkle, 7 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. Triplett, 4 for 14 and a touchdown. And Sawyer with 2 attempts for 8 yards and a touchdown. through the air for the Raiders. Foster, 3 catches for 73 yards. Rico Flores, 1 for 22. Dylan Flores, 3 for 31. Woodland, 3 for 14. And a touchdown defensively. Raiders led by Gary Young Jr. with 9 total tackles. Elvin Turner credited with the sack. Nico Lemke credited with the sack. Cameron Hall credited with the sack as well for the Raiders. Overall, great effort on both sides of the ball. Got the touchdowns in the red zone all but one time here tonight. And that's an important thing to see after the last 3 weeks coming into today where that's kind of been the Raiders' struggle, and probably one of the better all-around games we've seen this season.
Yeah, not a ton of penalties.
Combined 12 for 100 for both teams.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. Normally we see that from one team out here in a game, so that was pretty good, especially from Racine, who have struggled in that area. Turnovers, a little bit of a issue here tonight for the Raiders, although a couple of those coming later in the game with third stringers in there. But the one on the opening drive, that was a little bit concerning. Need to clean some things up still a work in progress, but this did look a lot better, and I think they left the fans here on alumni night entertained. Also want to, before we kind of close things out, say thanks to the Indy Bison. There's very few teams at this level that cooperate with a broadcast crew as much as Chris Bruhn, the president, and this team do. They get us everything that we need. They get us rosters. They get us starters. They get us any other information that we need. So greatly appreciate them. Don't want that to go unsaid here tonight. They are a class act at this level, and wish them all the best. And hope that we perhaps see them again in the PFA championship game in some way, shape, or form, because when you have that information, it just helps us to make these broadcasts that much better as well. So a special thank you to them, and a special thank you to our huge crew here tonight, including our professional crew on the technical end, our director Todd Andreessen, on the sideline camera Owen Andreessen, Torian Smith, AJ, George Cometti. Want to thank them all. They are in the area, and we're talking about for all the networks, all the letters, right? So having this crew on tonight was a special treat. We thank them for coming and volunteering their services tonight on stats. Jack Redland and Dave Zuper down on the sideline doing social media, Quinn O'Brien and Ireland Hints, our public address announcer Dan Pfeiffer, on our scoreboard bug Ian Goldstein. We'll give a shout out to Jeremy and Bootown, our social media coordinator, who didn't make the
money
trip.
In the bank.
Yeah. Hopefully he, whatever distractions there were. And Daryl Januzzi back at the WRJN studios. But tonight, 30-2, the Raiders take down the Indy Bison. Next week, here at historic Horlick Athletic Field, the number one team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, come to town. Make sure you get your tickets at RacineRaiders.com. For Tyler Sorensen, our sideline reporter, and Evan Witalison on color commentary, I'm Don Wadowitz, reminding you to live life to the fullest and be good to one another. This has been a production of the Racine Raiders Football Club, Inc., and the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to to learn more. That's rharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens. WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
No time left for decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. The mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And
they got
a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Ba-ba.
And you look lovely as can be. I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me.
around, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
What time it was?
trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, or also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Thank you. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz, south of Los Angeles today. Hundreds of protesters and immigration agents fighting for a second day. President Trump has now ordered 2,000 members of the National Guard to deploy to the area. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says the protesters are going to extremes to try to stop immigration agents from doing their job.
As the crowd has grown, it has become more violent. There are individuals in the crowd that have been